Welcome to Battle Pets. This is episode 73, for reals. I'm Aludra, and I've been hearing how awesome I am, and the Force is strong in his family. It's Ben!
Well, hello, Aludra.
Hello, Ben. You did not sound as mystical and Jedi as I thought you would.
Yeah, I thought about it for a second, but then by the time I got to the point where I had to talk, I was like, I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. I must just say hello. So, hello.
Hello, Ben. Ben the amazing. Ben the awesome. Ben the stupendous.
Oh, that's just nice.
Ben the guy who's sitting there with a cool droid.
Yeah, I try.
Yeah.
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 So, wow, anyways, how's it going?
I'm doing so much better. I had an ear infection last week, and,
I know.
See, it's one of those things where you think you know pain, because I live with chronic pain, and just pain and pain management is such a huge part of my life. So, I'm kind of at the point where I thought, hey, yeah, I can take anything that comes my way pain-wise, and while I may not be quiet about suffering through it, I can be quite the trooper.
Yes, you are actually quite a trooper. I am very proud of your troopiness.
Yeah, and then enter ear pain and the entire thing goes out the window.
Like, no!
That is some unfairness there. Ear pain? Mm-mm. And little children are the ones who have to deal with this the most. And it's just like, wow. Wow, universe. Just wow.
Mm-hmm.
That was uncool. And then to top it off, in solidarity, my son got an ear infection as well.
Well, you know, that was really sweet of him, but you did realize that, or I mean, he did realize that he didn't have to, right?
Yeah, we were talking about how weird it was, but yeah, he just got swimmer's ear, whereas I got a weird infection, so.
Well, that's no good, but I'm glad that you're on the mend.
I am so on the mend. Before, looking at my headphones was even a no-no, but now I can wear them. Look at, headphones.
Well, very cool.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, it was my birthday.
Yeah, I know. How awesome was that?
It was pretty danged awesome. A friend came over because she knew I wouldn't be able to do much for it. And this is actually the day I got my ear infection. And we went out for lunch and we watched movies. And then we came back to my place to hang out and play games. And like for 3 hours, I went to my room and hid. That's what really great friends are for, though. She was like, yeah, that's cool. Whatever. I'll wait till you're feeling better.
Well, that is good friends.
Yes. So, Atriana is the best, and she brought me flowers. That's before she heard I had an earache.
Ooh.
I know. Birthday flowers!
Good. Sorry, I'm adding to the show notes here.
I was like, what is he even doing? I'm paying attention,
but I'm just like, oh shoot, I forgot to add this.
My store's boring, Ben! Guys!
No, you never bore me. You know that. I think that you're splendiferous.
That's because I have a pickaxe.
Yes, you do. Well, that's really cool. Like I said, I'm glad that you're feeling better, and it's a plus because, you know, if you can't wear headphones, it makes it really hard to do a podcast with you.
Yeah, and you wouldn't want to hear me whining into a mic anyway.
I know, I get enough of that during raid. What's up with that?
No, and then, guys, he gets it double time because if he doesn't respond, I'll whisper him.
Yeah.
Ben, I don't like it!
Meanwhile, I'm like, you know, trying to heal everybody and stuff. It's like,
Ben, I died! Why'd I die? Because your DPS sucks and I stealed the good DPS!
No, that's not how that works.
Yeah, totally how it works.
Okay, so here, you want to know my healing order?
It's you first, right?
No, it's the tanks first. Mm-hmm. Then it's the healers. Then it's Aludra. And then it's every other mage. And then it's class by class until warlocks are at the very end.
So that's why they all die.
I can neither confirm nor deny that that's why they die. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. I buy it. I totally buy it. So, Ben, man,
yes.
Gaming. We have 3 weeks of gaming to
talk
about.
Oh, my gosh.
And we've been gaming so much, you guys.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, last you heard, I was playing Metal Gear. Was doing that, having a whole bunch of blasts.
Did you get to the girl? Did you get to Chlorophylia?
Yes. I got to Chlorophylia, and I found out something amazing that I wish I had known before my first attempt, and I haven't actually gone back to try to defeat her since. kind of spoilers if you don't want to know anything about the fight with Quiet.
Quarophilia!
Skip ahead by 10 seconds, but it doesn't matter what kind of ammo you use, you still get her. I had my Trank pistol. That's the only Trank thing that I had, because she has a health and a Trank. And if you, you know, get the Trank all the way down, then yeah. So I had just my Trank pistol and then another gun or whatever. And so I'm running around this entire giant thing. It's a really cool, like, sniper battle, but mm-hmm. it's not really cool when you have to, like, weave your way in and out of all these different, like, spaces just to get close enough to hit her with a tranquilizer pistol.
Dang it, Chlorophylia! Hug me!
Yeah, then I eventually died, and then I didn't play since. And then John told me about the thing that I just told you, and I'm like, great, I'm getting my sniper rifle, and we're finishing this in like 3 shots. So I am going to be getting back into doing that pretty soon here. But one of the reasons why I haven't is Sarah was really cool, and she knows how much I've been watching YouTube on, you know, a specific game and everything, and all that stuff. And she worked her butt off and did some extra time at work and everything. And she ended up bringing home a Wii U with Mario Maker.
Gasp!
And
yes, I've been noticing all these weird codes that don't let appearing on your screens and tweets and such.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not a free pet, Ben!
That game is so much fun. And now, okay, so here's the thing. I've got a couple different philosophies. There's the automatic level, which, you know, you start the game and then you don't touch it, and then the level will carry you through all the way to the end. I hate those because, I mean,
what's the point?
Yeah, exactly. The people who make them, congratulations, you did a fantastic job, and that is amazing with what you did.
You have made an escalator.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. At that point, it's like, why are you doing this? Because it's just kind of like, bleh. Mm-hmm. So anyways, but that's just me. I'm not a big fan of those. Then there's the, okay, this is like a regular Mario level. That's cool. Then there's the, hey, these are like the bonus levels that are kind of challenging, which those are kind of what I tend to lean towards, I think. And then there's the, hey, I'm just going to kill you as many times as I can with as many cheap possible ways as possible. And I try not to do those. I haven't made one of those yet.
Well, what about the ones that are like, okay, so you can do this if you jump a million times and you're holding a penny changer, and you've got to grab a shell while you're holding your penny changer. So you got to juggle them so you can get to the end properly and hit the thing at just the right second, and then that's the only way to beat the level.
Yeah, that would fall into category 4. Yeah, I would do that. Or the people who like make it so impossible, except there's an invisible block hidden like far off that only they know about, mm-hmm. so that they go and they hit it, and then they're the only ones who ever beat the level.
That's lame.
Yeah, those are stupid. I, you know, if you do that, you're a horrible person, and
you should feel bad.
Yeah, you should feel bad. No, I'm actually really proud of the most recent level that I made and that I put up. It's cool. If you want, I can give you the codes and you can put them in the show notes for anybody who's playing if they wanted to. But other than that, that game's a lot of fun, and seeing just all the stuff that people come up with is really cool. And then also, like, I've given Kephas my levels, I've given Sarah my levels, I've given John my levels, and John has basically said that I'm a horrible, horrible person, but that's just because he, I don't know, doesn't like what I did.
Saying,
it's not that hard.
Are you saying John sucks?
No, I'm just saying that he doesn't like what I did. But he also has made levels that I don't like what he did. But anyways. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just one of those things where making stuff for your friends is really fun, and like actually talking to them about it is cool. I just wish that more people would play up and star my stuff so I would be able to upload more. That's all I care
about. Well, if I had the game, I would star stuff.
I know. I know. You would star it without even playing it. That's how awesome you are.
It's like he read my mind, folks.
Yep. And so,
I'm not very good at side scrollers. Especially when it gets to the juggling stuff I was describing. It's just like, you might as well be asking me to program in a Chinese dialect that's been dead for 4,000 years. While juggling underwater.
Actually, underwater is not too bad, depending on what you're juggling.
But languages while going on.
That's true. And being actually completely able to speak them underwater, which is hard.
Yes, you must do it coherently. Oh, and you can't wear a bathing suit. It has to be a ball gown. And yes, Ben, I mean you too.
That wouldn't be the first time. Anyways, what have you been up to, Ludra?
I've been up to so many things, Ben. For one thing, I'm watching a Millennium Falcon right now.
Wow.
I'm sorry, an Aluminum Falcon. And,
what the heck is an Aluminum Falcon?
Let's see. What have I been up to? I've been leveling in WoW.
Cool.
Oh my gosh. Leveling up alt in WoW is kind of cheater mode right now because of flying.
Yeah, isn't it nice?
I don't have flying. Oh. So I get to piggyback on somebody else's back. And we fly around. And we just fly up to a garrison cache. And then I get the garrison thing. And then I get, like, most of a level. And then I fly off on somebody else's back again.
Oh, I didn't tell you about how I leveled my paladin, did I?
No.
Oh, okay. So I leveled my paladin to 100 finally. I got one of those elixirs of rapid mind or whatever that give you like 300%. Yes, those are awesome. Oh, that's great. And I'm sure you know this, but the best thing to do is go to all those bonus objectives, do all of them except for like the final kill on something, and then leave and then get a whole bunch of them all ready for you. Take the elixir, go kill that last one, and you can level up to like 100 from 92 in like two of those potions.
I don't really see the point in doing that. I'm going to be honest. They're so dang cheap that I'll buy six and I'll just use them while doing all that stuff.
Yeah, that is one thing you can do. To me, it wasn't cheap. I was getting it when they were like 4,000 each, and I don't have that kind of money. So I...
Dude, you can get them in your garrison for like...
10... No, no, no. Those are different ones. Those give you like an extra 20% per kill or something like that. No, I'm talking about the actual one that gives you 300%. Big difference.
Oh, no. I just go for the cheap garrison ones and run around.
Yeah, that works.
Because, I mean, it's still negligible time. So, because of all this, I've actually gotten this little bug up my butt, and I've very literally almost done with leveling and getting flying.
Good.
All I have to do is one more collect 10 of the old crystal things, you know, what you get from rares. I've had to do that for about a week, but I've been putting it off for a good reason, because Saberstalkers are up.
Yes.
Oh my god, Saberstalkers are up.
Yeah.
Okay, so I either need one or two more weeks of that one daily to do.
Yeah, because grinding
sucks. And then I'll be all done. Yeah.
Although I did get a group just randomly and just ran around with people, and it raises it pretty decently, you know, like spend maybe a half hour doing it and then you get the rep kind of fast. But even so, it's a grind and those suck.
Groups are hard to come by now because just about everybody got flying, and I knew that I was running that risk, you know, I mean, it was a calculated risk and I knew what I was getting into. So yeah, Saberstalkers are up in me. We're still not there, but my son did. I guess he bribed one of his friends because mythic geared tank showed up and chain pulled the entire zone for 20 minutes and got me 3,000 rep real quick. And then
not
that
bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, okay, well, thanks for that. You know, he's like, sorry, I gotta go. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna really complain. Really? That's what I'm gonna do now?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so I'm like this close to having flying myself. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, I got my healer up to 100.
Cool.
Yes, you want to do this with a healer type because, okay, so I have a priest, Shadow Speck and me. Mm-hmm. We're not friends.
Yeah.
Not good at it. I mean... they're all there. I hit them. Things die. But yeah. But discipline, I like. But that's not DPS.
No, not so much.
That's not even close to DPS.
Yeah, that's one thing I found when I was leveling my priest. That's why I leveled her as Shadow, and I never really healed on her because I was just so used to DPSing on her.
Mm-hmm. No, I like to heal. So that's what I have her for, is healing.
Good.
Yeah. But I'm not going through dungeons in this expansion. I'm not.
No, I don't blame you.
Yeah. So now I'm working on my hunter, who I think I might play more in the next expansion.
Cool.
Not demon hunter, just hunter.
Yeah. I don't blame you on that either, because holy crap, those hunters are just blowing stuff away.
They're just fun, too.
Well, there is that.
My hunter is totally macroed into the ground, so it's like two buttons, one for AoE hitting and one for single target. And so I'm not pulling the best DPS out there, but they gave me a machine gun, which I think was a total mistake.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a complete, that was a complete error of judgment on Blizzard's part. They took away volley and handed me a machine gun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just know, you don't want to do that.
No. I know that just from knowing you.
Oh, man, yeah. So, I've been doing that, but let's see. There's a Hex $1,000 or $100,000 tournament going on.
Cool.
And I've been playing in that a lot, which is not exactly cheap or... Dang, you guys playing Hex are freaking good. I've gotten a lot better, don't get me wrong, but holy moves, Hex players, just holy moves. Every time I think I've got a good deck going, they come and teach me how wrong I was.
Well,
they have these tournaments that are called sealed, where they basically just give you a bunch of packs and they open them and they're like, okay, here's your cards. Build a deck from these. And that kind of levels the playing field for everybody, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
Some of these people can come up with these ingenious combinations from the same cards I have. It's like, oh.
Well, like you said, you're learning.
Yeah. I was pretty good once upon a time at card games like this, but apparently not so much anymore. That's okay.
Yeah, could be worse.
Yep. So, yeah, I've been doing that and the Hex thing. And then finally, last night, I did the dumbest thing.
Really?
Yes, the dumbest thing an MMO player can do.
What did you do? Start another MMO?
Uh-huh.
Oh! WildStar?
No, I've been playing WildStar. WildStar's got this bad thing going on where I like it and I want to play it, but I don't want to play it.
Understood.
It's like, I want to like this game so much, but I don't. But I want to, but I don't.
Okay, so what did you pick up? Oh, it's not Star Wars, is it?
Yeah, it's not. Gosh, Ben, make all my decisions sound terrible.
Well, let's put it this way. I love Star Wars more than most people, and that game just made me so sad with its free-to-play model that I haven't been back since.
Yeah, well, okay, so I had to put in a ticket with Star Wars because even though I bought the dang game, I wasn't getting any preferred statuses or anything.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's not fun.
No.
Because I paid for this game.
Yeah.
And then, they did give me the coins, but they didn't give me any preferred statuses, so they gave me... I don't know what I spent my coins on, but I'm very willing to bet it was a pet.
Yeah, I can see that. Makes sense.
So I fired it up, and I can tell you, I had a really good time playing it last night before it went down for the big new thing that's coming out. But at the same time, I just know it's not going to be long before I get sick of the nickeling and diming.
Yeah.
Oh, you want this quest reward? Nah.
Too bad.
Yeah, I was playing with Kephas and our other friend Mew, and... we're in there, and we were talking about it. He's like, remember when we tried Lotro, and they were like, oh, to do this quest, you've got to pay real money. And we were like, yep, and we logged out and never logged back in. I'm like, yeah, I can kind of see that happening here. And he's like, me too.
Yeah, definitely. Eventually, it'll happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just very frustrating how much is behind a paywall. And I get it. This is a company. They made a cool game. They want to make money, but dang it.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it, do they have to nickel and dime me for everything? At least it wasn't as bad as Lotro, where it's like, oh, you want more bag space? Oh, you can't get bigger bags in the game.
When it first started out, though, when it first started, it was, what, you want more action bars? One is just not enough? Well, here, give us $5 and you can get another one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I do not play that game.
That's a very good reason to not play that game.
Mm-hmm. I thought so. But that's, you know, that's a lot about what's been going on with us. Anything else kicking around that you want to talk about?
Let me see. I have this pet battle crown over here. Ben.
Nope.
And it's pretty nice.
Nope.
Yeah, I do. That's right, guys. The pet battle crowning contest where I am the reigning queen is still going on, and you can still give us points and vote who gets the crown at this year's BlizzCon. Who will be the pet battle master for a year? Ben?
Yes, it will be me.
No, Ben, look at my crown. Isn't it great?
Yeah, my crown will be better.
No, because then I'm going to have two crowns, and I'm going to stack them up, one on top of the other. So, guys, get your votes in. Vote for us, who you think is cooler based on any number of variables, from who has better glasses to who has better stuffed toys. Which mine are way cooler. Mine are red.
Yeah, mine are black, but on the side it looks like I'm wearing a watch on my face. It's cool.
Yeah, I know the face. Guys, he's got watch band glasses.
They're freaking awesome.
Mine are just really awesome anyway. So
yeah. So anyways, tweet us, email us, let us know, give us points. It's what we need.
We haven't set up a personal contest in a while because of reasons.
Yep. But that's what's going on with us. Let's find out what's going on with World of Warcraft.
Draenor News.
Doesn't this take place in the past or something?
Why, it's news from Draenor. Boy, howdy.
All right, news, because we got it and you want it and news. Okay, so it's Halloween, better known in WoW as Hollow's End. And the pets, they are abounding. Like, seriously, I forgot how many pets they've been adding over the years to this event. And they added more. So, start your Orgrimmar and Stormwood quest chains to get your Creepy Crate. Alliance has it a bit easier as the Horde is going back and forth from Undercity to Orgrimmar on this one, whereas the Alliance is just running around Stormwind.
Yeah, they get a lot of things easier. Anyways, World Trick-or-Treating can actually grant you the Widget the Departed, Feline Familiar, and Cursed Berman for 150 Tricky Treats each. You can get these treats from inns all over the game, including your very own garrison. Now, be warned, though, these are consumable, and you can make your character sick quite easily.
Yeah, this is like edible currency, and it's pretty silly that you can... that you can eat it. And yeah, so you can eat your candies and you need 450 to get all three pets in 1 year, but I always made it easier by doing it on alts.
Yeah, exactly. One alt does 150, another alt does another 150, and yada yada yada.
Yeah, now remember, this isn't your garrison inn that has the pumpkin, but like literally in the middle of your garrison. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to have an inn to have the pumpkin.
For the Horde, I have no idea what it looks like in the Alliance. I haven't checked lately.
I'm assuming it's the same. I mean,
yeah, probably somewhere, you know, you'll see it.
Yeah. All right, so this year has added cool new pets to your garrison. They can be had by turning in 5 spooky supplies to your garrison's event coordinator. This is found by your personal garrison pumpkin, which is in the middle of your garrison courtyard. Now, I know the Alliance want to spread out, so really look for it. There'll be exclamation points, you'll find.
Yeah, you'll find it. It's cool.
Spooky supplies. What are these? How do you get these things? What even is this, Aludra? Well, you have to do the dailies that send you on over to Shadow Moon Valley. Luckily, they're by the pumpkin. you go to the daily area, South Shadow Moon Valley. You run around, you kill all these undead orcs, which are just orc skeletons. And then you come back and you purchase the Creepy Crawler package, which you can get immediately the day that you do every single first day of dailies.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it immediately because each day of dailies unlocks one different decoration kit, one day's work, woo! And your garrison is suddenly swarming with ghost maggots, spectral spinners, and ghostly rats. You pet battle with them, you catch them. There are different rarities and qualities running around your garrison.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to do that. Blizzard was pretty sneaky in that this is not a pet battle weekend throughout Hollow's End, which I'm calling Shenanigan Zone, because that would have been perfect. The supplies are also soulbound, or not soulbound, they're battle.net account bound. So if you have a bunch of alts, you can pretty much power level and get a completely decorated garrison for each character each day.
Yep, if you have five. Mm-hmm. I think it's really cool. The first time I did the quest, I'm like, hey, cool. Oh, I'm done. Oh, look, there's pets running around my garrison right now. And they're not the ones that I already have. So battle and boom, done. I was done with everything in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's really great. If you get a couple friends to do those dailies, you can really plow through them in no time. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Like, it's a joke how quickly you can get through them.
Yep. But hey, new pets are new pets. That's all I care about.
Yep. Three new pets.
Yep. Speaking of new pets, though, hey, Ludra, guess what?
What?
It's Turkey Day!
No, it's not been.
Yeah, but the new Turkey Murloc pet was released, and it was a huge success. Well, at least it seemed like that, because it was crazy crowded in an underwater cave where everybody went to go get turkey. Now, in order to do that, you go to Borean Tundra, which I also call Boring Tundra. The coordinates are 5688. Swim under the water in the icy ocean until you get to the mysterious cave opening. It is tiny. It's easy to miss.
It is very hard to see.
Yeah, so we recommend check out the video. I mean, there are videos all over the place. You can see what it looks like. We're actually going to have a picture of the opening for this episode in our show notes. So go check that out. But once you get to that cave, you swim through the cave, you go up into the open air, and there's going to be bones all over the place in the cave proper. And guess what? There is an egg that you loot. Now, it's not the big egg that's sitting in the center of the cave.
Because that would be too easy.
Yeah, I went in there. I'm like, woohoo! Oh. But no, it's a distraction. The real one is actually hiding in the rib cage in some tossed aside bones.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and the egg, it acts as a treasure. So you just click it. It doesn't matter how many people are there clicking it at the exact same time. No need to wait around. No need to stand right on top of it, giant people. No need to put toys on top of it so other people can't get it. Don't be a jerk.
We're the pet battle community, guys. We're better than this.
Yeah. So just go pick it up. And you know what? He is the little white Murloc, and he is adorable. I really love him.
Yep. He's very cute, and I think of Ben whenever I see him.
Aww.
Yep. And so, yeah, the Twitter's exploded. Everything exploded. I didn't even know this was coming. I was so miserable with my earache.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't even hear it.
I did not hear a thing.
Yep.
I had a good ear and everything.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's good. So anyways, yes, go get yourself a turkey pet. It's cute and adorable, and by now, it's probably not crowded.
Yeah, most likely. And again, turkey pet, not a turkey. It's a Murloc. Turkey the Murloc.
Turkey the Murloc. Turkey the Murloc.
He needs his own cartoon.
Turkey the Murloc pet.
Ta-ta.
All right, so next Pet Battle Week starts on November 11th, so look forward to that. We got a whole month, and I'm really bummed out that it did not coincide with All Hallows End, as nobody really does the PvP event anyway.
Yeah, it would have been nice to be able to find and catch some blues of those new pets while doing everything else.
While getting triple a million XP.
Yep. And last but not least, not exactly in pet battle news, although I have a feeling that there will be some sort of pet related at some point, the Overwatch beta is being released next week!
Yay! Overwatch!
Yeah, and if anyone from Blizzard is listening, I will play the crap out of it, and stream it, and talk about it, and stuff! So, hint. Hint, hint. But one of the big reasons why I'm looking for Overwatch is that it is a ton of fun. I got to play it last year at BlizzCon. And, you know, those graphics and everything, the machines that I was running it on, it looked phenomenal. But
phenomenal.
Here's the really cool thing. Recently, I was actually playing, like I said, Metal Gear Solid. I took place in the Star Wars Battlefront beta on my PC. And you know what? It ran so smooth that I know as soon as I start playing Overwatch, it is a perfect example of an older PC that needs to test out this game to see if it runs great. And that PC that I have is, of course, my doghouse system. Everything is great. Everything runs smooth. I absolutely love it. You can get one, too, at doghousesystems.com. And make sure you put in Battle Pets for the promo code. You get double the memory for free. That's right. For free.
For free?
For free.
Yes!
Yep. And speaking of BlizzCon, I'm going to be at BlizzCon.
So am I. Maybe.
I hope so. But you know what we would love to see at BlizzCon?
Me!
Well, we. So if you want to see you at BlizzCon, just bring a mirror. What I would like to see is someone, anyone, wearing a Battle Pets t-shirt.
Someone, anyone?
Yeah, anyone. Aludra, you should be wearing a Battle Pets t-shirt.
I should be wearing a Battle Pets t-shirt, but I'm not.
Yeah.
And this makes me sad. But you're not wearing one either, so...
Yeah, that makes me sad, too. If I needed to get a new Battle Pets shirt because I kind of wore mine out because I wore it a whole lot, where could I possibly find one?
Why, my friend, you would just simply just head to slashloot.com and look under the podcast heading. You can find us there under Battle Pets and see our cool logo of an evil dragon and an evil wolf, because Ben did not have a lot of pets when we started this podcast.
I had a wolf, though.
Yes, you did.
Yes. That's right. Slashloot.com for a really cool shirt. DoghouseSystems.com for a really cool PC. Help us out. And loot yourself up.
Yes, totally. Loot yourself up. That sounds dirty, dude. I don't know.
No, it doesn't.
Dude, I'm saying...
Only if your mind goes there. Only if your mind goes there. No.
No.
Nope, keep it on. Go.
No!
Round one. Fight. Boss Battles.
That's right. This episode of Boss Battles takes us back into the garrison again. Jeebus, I really hope we're almost done with these, because there are so many. But this is, and again, I'm using the name that was provided, Team Ornoms.
Okay, I can get on board with that name.
Okay. First up, we have Rockbiter. Hey, guess what? It's a mini Orgorger!
Boo!
Rockbiter, which, by the way, love never-ending story. Anyways, Rockbiter's first ability is Bite. Who'd have thought? Rockbiter will bite your pet, dealing beast damage.
Beast damage.
Next up, we have Nature's Ward. Now, this will actually restore some health every round for 5 rounds. But while it is healing, Rockbiter will be considered an elemental pet, as opposed to a humanoid like he really is.
That's where he tricks you up, guys. Right there. That's where the catch is.
Exactly. But last but not least, Rockbiter also has Burrow, which means that he will burrow under the ground, becoming unattackable for 1 round. And on the very next round, he attacks, dealing beast damage.
Beast damage!
Sounds like a Bond song. Beast damage!
I was going for that, and a twist between that and the Crossfire theme song, so... You'll get caught up in the beast damage! Too much fun. Okay, the next pet is Stone Chewer, which is not a rock biter, so we're sad.
Yeah, he just chews on stones.
Yeah. Maybe it's the baby.
It's like
a never ending story.
It's like gum.
No.
Except stones.
Anyways, this is another mini Orgorger, because why not? Why not stomp his face in again?
Mm-hmm.
His first ability is Shell Armor. This is a beast-type ability that will reduce the damage Stone Chewer takes from your pet. It lasts 3 rounds, so it's
shell Armor.
Next ability is Body Slam. Stone Chewer will slam into your pet, dealing humanoid damage, but it will also hurt himself in return, because you can't bounce somebody on the ground without hurting yourself a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, the final ability is Punch. This punch will bash your pet. Bash? Dealing humanoid damage. Humanoid damage. Okay, is it me, or does it make more sense that these guys are, in fact, elementals and not humanoids?
I don't know. I really should look that up, because I swear they're humanoids. But why would an ability turn someone into an elemental pet if it's already elemental?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's the good thing. That is the thing. That's what everybody wants to know. Because why would Blizzard do anything that is actually, you know, like, kind of weird and off base?
And counterproductive.
Yeah, they do that all the time, though. All the time.
Ben, but, you're trying to get into the Overwatch beta and you're bad-mouthing him?
No, I'm not saying it. They just do weird combinations sometimes. But they are all humanoid. I did just double-check. I was actually just babbling. I have no idea what I just said just now. Because I was pulling up the website.
You bad-mouthed Blizzard.
I really didn't mean to.
The people that you really need to be sucking up to get into your Overwatch beta.
Well, then they need to attack me with beast damage.
Beast damage!
Last up is Acid Tooth. That is the kind of tooth I wouldn't want. But it is another stupid freaking Orgorger. I mean, a really awesome, great Orgorger. I don't like
that. No, I don't like Orgorger's face in the raid. I don't want to see this much out of raid.
Good point. Anyways, Acid Tooth's first attack is Acid Touch. Now, Acid will eat away at your pet, dealing aquatic damage, but also causing aquatic damage each round for 4 rounds. That's right. He touches you, and you start dissolving. It's not fun.
And for some reason, that's a water.
Mm-hmm. It's liquid. Next up, Acid Tooth has Punch. Now, this punch will also bash your pet, dealing humanoid damage.
Not beast damage!
And last but not least, we have Spiny Carapace. This aquatic ability will hit you with aquatic damage every time you attack Acid Tooth directly. Now, the effectiveness is tripled for 1 round if this ability is already active but is used again, and it lasts for 5 rounds. The thing is, though, it has a cooldown of 3 rounds, so it's possible that you can get that triple damage. So be careful with that when you're actually fighting these guys.
Yes, because beast damage! No, I'm kidding. Humanoid damage!
More like, ow, damage. And that was actually aquatic damage.
Quit it. Ow! Quit it. Ow! Quit it.
Yeah. Now, the fun thing with this is, you know, I use a team that has absolutely nothing to do with some of the recommended teams. But, I mean, that's normal. I just throw undead at it because they're humanoid.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, Rockbiter does the whole, like, Nature's Ward thing and becomes an elemental, I don't care. I just throw undead at it, which, you know, I'm a big fan of throwing the Endborn Valkyr and, you know, have it haunt and die, and then bring out Graves and then have him eat the Unborn Valkyr.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Love it. But, I don't know, anything else that you want to say for this one?
I finished the tassels on my scarf!
Yay!
No, I'm kidding. Seriously, though, not really. It's a pretty straightforward fight. Even the changing of the beast type to elemental really doesn't do much humanoid. To throw you off.
Humanoid type.
Yeah, from humanoid to elemental.
Yeah, you said beast.
No, I said it right, dude. You're going to have to check the recording.
I will.
You
and
will.
I will play it right here.
Beast type to elemental. Uh-huh.
Well, you'll just have said it. But I'm going to play it again so that people know.
Beast type to elemental.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Told you. So anyway.
Yeah, I think you just got out of beast damage. Kick.
Beast damage. No, I said it turns to elemental.
No, you did say that part. You said that it turned from beast to elemental.
Oh, maybe I did say that.
That you did say. I win. Point for me.
Nope. I was going to bet a point, but... you kept talking.
And you realized that you were wrong.
No, I was going to bet a point, even so, but I couldn't get a word in. All right, so that's us. That's the boss. He comes to your house. That's not cool. What? I was segueing into team building, you dork.
I thought it was funny. I was excited.
Fine, team building. Let's do it.
That is the new bumper for that.
But team building, let's do it.
Yeah, Ben, God.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Team building.
All right, so this week's team building code words were habitual raid. Don't know why they're code words, but they are not really in code.
Because, you know, this is our James Bond episode.
There we go. Beast damage. Okay. So James says beast damage and habitual raid. So for my habitual raid, I thought, what is going to keep me in a raid habitually? Forever and ever and ever. So the first thing I came up with is the droplet of your surcharge. Which I know, it's really easy for me to say, right?
Yep. I understand.
I have never seen that thing drop. Ever. And we raided that thing every single week.
Yeah, we did.
Every week. And then our raid team is so great. They kept going back into doing first wing just so we'd have chances at pets that never dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Thank you, Furt. I was going to swear again.
Thank you, Blizzard. You're awesome. Overwatch.
I'm going to get into Overwatch Watch.
Overwatch Watch? Oh, I would play that too.
We're all playing that. Okay, so the next pet is the Corrupted Nest Guardian, also conspicuously absent from my collection. Hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
I thought I had one, but it turns out I don't. So then there's that. And then the final, the one that is the pet that just really irritates me. I was out of WoW for this event. It spawned in a raid, probably the first pet to spawn in a raid. The Vampiric Batling in Karazhan. You see, there's these stables, right? But when you go in off to the immediate right is another set of stables. And in there are bats. And nobody ever went in there. And Blizzard felt bad. And so they put a Batling in there for their undead event.
Nope.
No?
Nope, that's not what happened. You kill a tomb in the hunt. No, you kill a Tomb in the Hunter, then you go up the stairs, and then a bedchamber to the right that the door was closed had a vampire dude in there that you kill, and he dropped the Batling for everybody.
Oh, I thought it was in the thingy. That's what everybody told me when I came back, is that it was in that. You guys lied to me? Aw, lame.
They totally lied, because I know how I got it.
I'm sure you do. They told me it was in the bat tunnel. Aw. That's just mean, guys. That's just
yeah, mean. What's up with that?
Aw, and I trusted you guys, so I never wow-headed it.
Aw, well, you know what? That's why you have me around.
Yeah, I have the Ben head. Wait.
What?
No.
That was okay. Whatever, okay. It works.
Mm-hmm. I have the Ben fat checker.
Whatever, it works. It works.
Ben fact checkers go. So, So get your vampiric battling, but I wasn't there because I wasn't in game. And yeah.
Oh.
To date, that's the longest I've been out of game.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I missed that and I missed the spirit of competition, but that guy there, he's the reason. So these are all reasons to keep on raiding, except for the battling who I missed forever.
It's okay. You know what? You might be able to get it from, like, the black market auction house or somewhere else at some point. Who knows? I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Keep hope alive, Aludra. Keep hope alive.
Yeah, because, dude, I have 8,000 gold because I keep having to buy WoW time. So.
Yeah, I understand. I will say, though, that I have a team building for Habitual Raid. And that starts off with Little Ragnaros. I'm going to just give them all to you, and then I'll tell you why. Next up after that is Lil Deathwing. And then after that, Frosty. That's right, because I ran to try and get a mount off of Little Ragnaros, or Big Ragnaros, for a very, very long time. It was habit forming. It was every week. And Aludra, you know what? You went with me because we were trying to get you a staff at the same time.
Yeah.
And luckily, you finished your staff on the same day that the mount dropped, which is still the greatest thing ever.
Ever to happen to us in Warcraft.
Yep. Now, Lil Deathwing, guess what? Every week I'm running trying to kill Deathwing, Madness of Deathwing, so I can get him out.
Maybe I'll join you on that too, because why not?
Yeah. And then you know what else? Frosty's on there because I have to fight Syndragosa every single time that I run ICC to try to get Invincible off of Arthas. So you know what? I have formed habits that involve raiding, and there's pets that relate to them. Boom. Mic drop.
Nah, I like mine, because they keep me perpetually in raids, dude, so I win this week.
Yeah, mine do too. Anyways, so the next episode, join us in Howling Pest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one.
Howling Pest.
I wonder how that's going to play
out. And your cat starts yowling in the background.
Wait, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear her.
She went, yow.
Oh, that's perfect then. Oh, yeah, now I hear. Okay. But the thing is that we don't only do team building just for ourselves. We do it because there are points on the line. Let us know who you think did better this week. Because you know what? Come BlizzCon, this competition's over.
Mm-hmm. And it's close, guys. I have had a resurgence of points. And
yes.
It's a very close contest. So come on. Give me all your points, and then I can have two crowns and make Ben like, yes, make that face!
But in the meantime, guess what, Aludra?
Hmm.
We have some email.
Email!
Hey, Aludra.
Yes, Ben?
Look what I got. It's a letter.
Yay!
This email is from Alessander, who said, habitual raid is the battle of the week, and all raids need a tank, healer, and a DPS. My Lil Raiders team consists of my Panda Monk from the store, of course, tanking, my Worgen Pet on healing, and Lil Kel'Thuzad, the Warlock, who has been benched for Lil Illidan, I love that you call him that, hustle as soon as possible. Have a great week. So you've got the Little Bad Wolf. I'm assuming that's what she meant by the Worgen. Unless she meant a Warg, but I think she meant the Worgen. So Lil Bad Wolf. I'm guessing it would be the druid healer. Can they be priests? I'm just gonna
Worgens? Yeah, Worgens can be priests.
Okay, well then they heal. Doesn't matter. So Panda Monk, Worgen, and then Lil Kel'Thuzad, the Warlock.
They can also be druid and priest. So
yeah. Yeah, so that works. Awesome. So Alessandra, thank you very much for your submission. Mm-hmm. That is a good team, and I agree, once Lil Illidan comes in, boom. It's gonna be great.
Uh-huh. Yep. All mics really did drop then.
Or Lilidan.
But please don't drop, Mike. I like you too much.
Right. So, the race to the finish. We've teased it. We've talked about it. Aludra, what is our score?
All right. So, recently we have 1 point to me from Noki of Azeroth for spending family time instead of instantly getting turkey. Again, ear infection. I was sitting up. When all that launched, I was totally up for it. But instead, I was hanging with my family. So, point to me for that. And then 1 point to Ben from Noki of Azeroth for instantly getting turkey and not having a family time.
That was horrible for a second there. Wow.
No, I'm sorry. I had a sneeze. Let me try that again.
No, that's fine. What do you mean by that?
No, I was going to say not having a family time fiasco keeping him away from the game.
Congrats, Ben, for not having a family.
Oh. No, I have a sneeze in my nose. It's making me hesitate really badly.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. But so here's the thing. We actually set up a personal goal between us for like a while ago that none of us realized we had hit. And that was a 10-point goal for whoever got to their level 3 menagerie first. And Aludra, who won that one?
I won that one!
Yes. So that actually is the or makes the point standing as I'm currently at 27 in the lead with a nice happy lead over Aludra, who is at 25.
Mm-hmm. 2-point lead, guys. We can take this and we can crush him.
Really,
and we can make him sign my crown again. And
I'm gonna try to make a crown with like monster trucks on it and grills, yeah, and naked women, and probably not that,
but you know, last year's crown had the bedazzled gems on it,
mm-hmm,
and the glitter and the cute little paw prints everywhere, so I can see why there's a sudden swing.
I can make a Star Wars one.
Star Wars one would be pretty dang awesome.
Be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be, with a little Ben droid at the top of it, and
I'll
everything.
See what I can do.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's got to be Star Wars arts and crafts everywhere. Ben's going to modify a paper plate into a Star Wars
if I have to. But yeah, everybody, remember, this is for the Battle Pets crown. Send in your points to help one of us become the king of the show.
Yeah, I'll be the king of the show. Gender-biased ruling names make no sense to me. I will be the king of the show.
I'll be the king, because I have beast Ooh. Damage!
Hey, if I get both crowns, can I be the empress?
No.
Aww!
I have four before you can be the empress.
What? No, two crowns make an empire! Nope. Two crowns four. Make an empire! No.
Two crowns make a treaty.
No, this isn't Civ. Also, you've got a cat crown on your head.
Yeah, I know. She does that sometimes. Anyways, if you would like to contact us, if you want to send us points, you can always email them to wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, on iTunes, and Stitcher, too.
You can follow us on Twitter. Ben is at Ben the Mage. I'm at Aludra_AIE. And, of course, the show is at Battle Pets Show. Watch us shenanigans sometimes when we remember to.
Yes. You can also listen to us on other shows. I'm on Azeroth Roundtable and Geektopia, and Aludra can be found on the AIE podcast.
That's right. Our theme song, Serpent Rider's Heroes, by those amazing folks at Blizzard. And our bumpers were done by Coltrane and Ben. Battle Pets was written by myself and Ben. It is copywritten to us as well. Thank you.
God bless you. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.